This episode of My Garden Podcast is sponsored by Envy's award-winning garden products. At Envy, they're committed to replacing bulky plastic with recyclable or compostable packaging. The range has always used eco-friendly ingredients, which are concentrated too, which means 96% less packaging. Go green with Envy. Small packets, big possibilities. Hi there, in my garden podcast today. Right, that's the herbs unwrapped, like Christmas Day. What's this?
Oh, I've always wanted a sage pineapple.
Oh, thanks. That is the sound of cardboard. It's the sound of a box. It's a sound of live plants being delivered today. The siren was on. Well, after a couple of hours after it arrived and it sat in the hall, and I thought, oh, guilty, guilty, guilty. I need to get that out into the garden. It's a box of herbs that I bought last Friday night. Now, why would you be buying herbs or anything on a Friday night, you might ask? Well, I was shopping along with Monty Don, and I know we've all done it. We've had a glass of wine and we've been watching Gardener's World and we've gone, oh, yeah, I want one of those. So as well as a few other things, which will hopefully turn up soon, I've actually got some lovely herbs in here. So let's open up the box. Okay, find out what's in here. Next to me, I've got, here's one I made earlier, crocked up, like a massive teacup sort of style pot. It's quite big, quite deep. It's going to take a lot of compost, probably nearly all of the bag of compost I've got. Yep. Okay, so what have I got? I've got thyme, oregano, okay, rosemary upright, and then rosemary trailing. And I've also got cardoon. Now I've got two of those. I don't know what cardoon is. I'll have to Google it again. Oh jeez, this is the problem, isn't it, with sort of shopping late at night on the internet. Here we go. Oh, this is looking good. What's this? Oh, it's like Christmas, isn't it? Oh, I've always wanted a sage pineapple. Oh, thanks. Oh, that's brilliant. Give it a sniff. Oh, it does smell pineapple-y. Gently so, not horribly so. What would you use it for? Okay, it's an aromatic patio plant. Wonderful pineapple scent. Can be used in cakes. Oh, God. I don't bake. This is not right, is it? Never mind. Anyway, I'm sure it'll attract the bees and be fine. And maybe my little daughter, who's 15, will find some sort of amazing pineapple turnover creation. Oh, look what we've got here. We've got straw. I'm going to need that in a future episode. Promises. Straw for strawberries. So, I'd mentioned about copying, and I have shopped along with Monty, and I have frankly copied all of his ideas with oregano, sage, and the like. And we're going to have some rosemary in a minute coming out of this box. But it got me thinking about the issue with copying. And we don't seem to mind in the garden, do we? We're like, oh yeah, that looks like a good idea. I'm going to do that. But in other walks of life, as in when we're getting confident at work maybe or with what we're doing, we worry that we're not original and that we haven't come up with a new idea. And when we fail to come up with a new idea, we beat ourselves up horribly. So think about when you're happy to copy, and I'm happy to copy Monty Don because it's tried and tested. He knows what he's doing. He's got experience I can learn from. And what we're about to put into this teacup-shaped pot is going to be my take on it. My take on it might be that it dies in a few weeks. Like a lot of herbs I have, you know, worked with, shall we say, over the years. Any more for any more? Always like the... It's like Lucky Dip at the fairground, with straw in it and stuff. Nope, that's it. Oh, I'm so happy about getting all that straw and no plastic. Bingo. Absolute winner, that one. So that all smells great, and I'm going to copy Monty Don, I don't care. And I think the lesson for me, I have worked out during that chat, is to keep on, you know, reinventing, but in a small way, and reinventing, not inventing. It's not necessary. I hope that's sort of useful to a lot of people, actually. I hear that a lot from people going, oh, I didn't do that because I'm not original. I don't have an original idea or a thought. Anyway, I'm amid the herbs, I've entered into motivational speaking mode. Sorry. Right, that's the herbs unwrapped like Christmas Day. Let's get some of this compost into the pot. I don't know whether to do it as a kind of ornamental oregano on at 3 o'clock, oregano at 9 o'clock in this circular pot, or whether I should just put the oregano all together. I think if you were cooking and you came out for some oregano, you wouldn't want to have to faff about, would you? You'd want them in the same place in a kind of bumper opportunity way. So I'm going to keep the oregano in the same place. So 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock is where I'm going to plant them. Nice roots. Oh, look at that. I don't know how big oregano grows. And you know what? I can't bother to read the packet tonight. Right, oregano's in. Next. Thyme, snowdrift. No idea. Oh, I know what. Yes, it's flooding back to me now. This snowdrift thyme is cascading, but it's also rather marvellously a bit of a gap filler. So I think it will range quite nicely, which is what I'd like it to do in this quite big surface area. Cascading. Okay, let's see how cascady it goes. Yeah, I think in the past I've been guilty of packing too much in. And then we've got our sage pineapple. I've also got some seedling stuff growing in the greenhouse. So when that's looking a bit healthier, I'll bring that out into this herb garden pot, which is what this is going to be. So I want to treat it mean, keep it keen. I want to keep it in full sun, which is what I'm going to do. So to wrap it up, there is your Monty Don Gardener's World Friday night. Shop along with Monty. Copycat. It's a copycat herb thingy. Very proud of that. I'm not going to give it a big drink. I'm going to put it in full sun and it's going to be happy, happy, happy. Brilliant. And hopefully we'll have some nice yummy stuff off of that. My Garden Podcast is sponsored by Envy Garden Products. For a limited time, you can get 15% off their range. So hurry over to gardenpodcast.co.uk.